A celebrated opera singer, David Daniels, and his husband have been accused of drugging and raping a younger singer in 2010. Daniels is a countertenor who has performed on the world's most elite stages. The allegations were first published yesterday by the New York Daily News, and a warning, this story does involve adult content. NPR's Anastasia Tsioulkas reports.
Samuel Schultz is an up-and-coming baritone singer. He was just a graduate student at Rice University in Houston, Texas, when he met David Daniels and his then-boyfriend, Scott Walters. Daniels has enjoyed a reputation as a great and widely loved singer, so Schultz was delighted when, he says, the couple invited him back to their apartment after a post-performance party. He says he was eager to talk one-on-one with Daniels.
Connecting with anyone in the industry is an important part of understanding what world a person is entering. Just as it is important for people to network in the finance industry, it is equally as important to network in the music industry.
Schultz alleges that at the apartment, they gave him a drink. He says he blacked out after a few sips, and he woke up the following afternoon in the apartment, naked and bleeding. He says he agonized for years about coming forward.
I was not yet professional. And the question for me, one of many, was who could I tell in the industry? Who would care in the industry? And my fear was that it would be much easier to shut me out and silence me.
But he did tell people at the time. And last month, inspired by the Me Too movement, Schultz filed a complaint with the Houston police, which NPR has reviewed. The police department says that its investigation is ongoing. Schultz says that he was also moved to speak out when he learned that David Daniels had become a tenured professor at the University of Michigan, where he would come into contact with young students. Yesterday, Daniels took a leave of absence from that job. Both Daniels and Walters denied the allegations to the Daily News. Samuel Schultz says he considered giving up on his career, but he decided to keep going. He's now sung with many prominent American companies and appears on a Grammy-winning recording.
If I stop singing, they hold all the power. They raped me. They will not take away my voice.
Anastasia Tsioulkas, NPR News, New York.